Say that again?
You might not do this, but for, let's say you're helping some an old man out across the street or something, it's raining hard, you might take something.
Umbrella.
Something you'd have over a bed, over the sheets and blankets, covers up the whole thing.
Spread.
And this is something like a blanket, except it's thicker.
Blanket.
All right.
Quote.
And it's a bed made up flat on the floor.
A bed made?
Yeah, just a bed made up flat on the floor.
Cat?
Well, all right, this would be right down on the floor, though. Someone wants to stay over at your house for the night. You don't have any more beds.
Sofa bed.
This would be flat. And the guy might say, what are you going to fix me on the floor? You know the term pallet?
Never heard of it.
If something doesn't go part way across, you say, oh, no, that goes across.
Far across.
But not part way across, but it goes...
completely across.
Or, yeah, okay. Now, would you use all the way across?
All the way.
Mm-hmm. Rich black soil is sometimes called
dirt.
There was a song some time ago called "A Tree in the." This is a grassland. A tree in the. It's a kind of a bird called this kind of a lark.
A bird.
That's the name.
Mockingbird.
Yeah. Okay, a low-lying area that has a lot of water in it all the time.
Creek.
Okay, that would be flowing, wouldn't it?
Yes.
This would be something that's just stagnant.
Still?
Yeah.
A ditch.
All right.
I'm very familiar with terrain.
Yeah.
I'm very unfamiliar with terrain.
Yeah, okay. That's all right. Mm-hmm. But you know, this is okey-fanoke, for instance. The okey-fanoke is a what?
Eye for an eye, isn't it?
Yeah, but this is in Georgia, you know. They have in Florida. You know, there's this big, the Everglades are...
Nothing about it.
Okay. Do you ever hear the word swamp? You know the word swamp.
Swamp?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That's what I'm getting at. How about what rivers do you know of in this area, in the general vicinity of Chicago?
Chicago River.
Okay.
In the vicinity of Chicago?
Yeah.
Vicinity of Chicago. That's the only river in Chicago.
Okay. Or how about out just to the west? You know of any?
There's a Mississippi River.
Yeah, how about the... there's a suburb up there with the same name, just...
Des Plaines?
And a high point of land would be called a...
hill.
Higher than that. Colorado, they have.
Mountain.
And if, there's a building next door, there's weeds growing there, you might call that a...
lot.
And would you call it a, would you ever hear the word prairie used for that?
Yes.
Would you pronounce it?
Prairie.
Would you ever call it that, would you call it a lot of prairie, a big lot of prairie?
That all depends on how large
it is. How big would it have to be? That's the question. Yeah. How big would it have to be in your mind? Yeah.
A lot can be very small. A prairie would have to be, of great size.
Okay. You've heard people, though, just call a couple of vacant lots together a prairie. Have you ever heard that?
Yes, but I wouldn't.
Okay.